Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to thank you all for being here despite the lunchtime. It is my pleasure to present the results of the study that look at the issue of unintended pregnancies among women who opt for induced abortion by assessing their level of contraceptive knowledge and practice. When we talk about unintended pregnancy, we usually define it as a pregnancy that is either misesteemed or unwanted at the time of conception. It is extremely hard to come up with the exact estimates of this phenomenon because of the underreporting of miscarriages and induced abortions in several countries. However, World Health Organization estimates from every 1,000 pregnancy, roughly 35 women experience unintended pregnancy and will terminate it with induced abortion, which leads to 42 million induced abortions globally. Several researchers have identified potential causes of unintended pregnancies, and these are contraceptive failure, non-use of contraceptions, and cultural barriers to access contraceptions, and several other socio-demographic and cultural characteristics. To put our project in the context, I will briefly describe Ukraine. Ukraine is one of the former Soviet Union countries that currently is undergoing a transition from a state socialism to a democratic rule and market-based economy. This transition eroded main governmental structure, leading to loss of social safety, comprehensive health care, and education. As a result, we experienced dramatic decline in life expectancy, HIV/AIDS, and tuberculosis epidemic. Reproductive health of the nation is characterized by low fertility rate, high rates of induced abortion, childlessness, and stillbirth. It is important for you to know that Ukraine has one of the most liberal abortion laws in the world. Abortion is permitted upon request up to 12 weeks and up to 22 weeks in case of life-threatening conditions. In Ukraine, as in other Soviet Union countries, induced abortion was the predominant method for birth control since 1955. Probably this might reflect the still unacceptably low contraceptive prevalence rate in the country. According to official report of Ministry of Health, roughly 70% of the population use some sort of contraception, but only roughly 40% use effective methods of contraception. Unfortunately, no research has been done on the women who opt for induced abortion to understand why they decided to terminate it with induced abortion. Was it a contraceptive failure? Was it due to their lack of knowledge about the contraception or other reasons? Therefore, in my exploratory study, I try to shed a light on this problem. So research objectives of this study were to determine women's level of knowledge about contraception in the study population, the one who opted for induced abortion, to describe patterns of previous use of contraception, and to analyze the relationship between socio-demographic characteristics such as age and marital status and contraceptive preferences. The study took place in Kyiv District Hospital. It's one of the historically this hospital was known as a predominant place for pregnancy termination. We used a purpose of sampling procedure, so every woman that registered for induced abortion were asked to participate in the study. No financial incentives were used get participants in. However, we get small lecture about potential contraceptive method that they may use in the future if they agree to participate. We use a structural questionnaire which was administered through face-to-face interviews with participants. The interview took place prior to the induced termination of abortion, because we don't have a well-structured follow-up schedule. Therefore, we thought that this is the best way to, the best timing to reach this target group, because most of them were undergo a surgical induced abortion with anesthesia. So after anesthesia, it's kind of hard to communicate with those females, and probably it's not the best timing. We had a high response rate, 82% of participants agreed to participate in the study. So this slide shows the basic social demographic characteristic of participants. We've seen that the average age of participants were 30 years. All of them had at least high school education. Half of them were married, third were cohabiting, and the rest were single. For 17%, this pregnancy was the first one, and they decided to terminate it with induced abortion. However, the average number of pregnancies was 3.8. When we look at the parity status, almost half of the population had at least one kid in the family, and relative, the parity status remained around one. It's relatively low. The most striking results that we got is that almost 60% of the population had at least one induced abortion in the past, and mean number of induced abortion was 2.8 per woman. This graph shows the, we divided the study population in three groups according to European recommendation of European Statistical Institute, and we've seen that as women got older, then they experienced more pregnancies and more induced abortions. We all know that the contraceptive knowledge is an important precursor for contraceptive use. Therefore, first part of our questionnaire has dealt with information about contraceptive knowledge. In the first question, we ask women to assess their level of contraceptive knowledge, and only half of them said that they were satisfied. The rest said that they would like to know more about contraception and feel uncomfortable with their level of contraception. Following with this, we ask participants to list the methods that a couple could use to avoid or delay pregnancy. And almost everybody could mention at least one method. However, only 41% could mention two methods of contraception, and 24% could mention three methods of contraception. And in a third question, we ask them to list effective methods of contraception that they're aware of. And effective methods was defined as the one that has high protection rates against unintended pregnancy and could be used to delay or avoid pregnancy. And only 47% could mention one method. In our subsequent analysis, we looked at the association between level of contraceptive knowledge and participants' age. And we revealed a statistically significant association between these two variables. It appeared that youngest participants were less knowledgeable. Almost 45% of them could mention only one method, whereas more senior participants had more knowledge and could mention two or three methods in higher percentages. Following this, we looked at the association between level of contraceptive knowledge and family status. And we obtained a statistically significant results. It seems that the single women were less knowledgeable. They could mention one method in 40%, whereas women who had a husband or a partner were more knowledgeable and could use two or three methods. Second part of our questionnaire has looked at their previous usage of contraception, and we ask participants to list the method that they ever used in their life. By ever used, we meant that that the woman listed every method that she ever used in her life. We didn't differentiate between time periods. And the reason was that we wanted to assess the entire scope of the methods that were used by participants, not only at the time of conception or in the short period of 1 year. So it seems that the traditional method of contraception, such as coitus interruptus, natural rhythm methods, were the most popular in our study population. Male condom was the second most popular options, and it was used by 58% of women. Effective methods of contraception, such as oral pills and IUDs, were used roughly by 40% of participants at some point in their life, which is confirming their official statistic that I got from the Ministry of Health. In our subsequent analysis, we identified the statistically significant relationship between usage of effective methods and participants' age. As you can see on the slide, youngest participants used traditional methods. They mostly relied on traditional methods and used effective methods only in 21%, whereas more senior participants used more effective methods. And if you follow my presentation, you could raise a logical question. Why, despite the fact that in this graph you see that the oldest participants have used more effective methods, they had more induced abortions? And unfortunately, our research wasn't, we were not able to identify the reasons. It was more a qualitative part of the interviews that I didn't include in this presentation, and they mentioned that they had gaps in the contraception. It was due to inappropriate use of contraceptive methods. The women, they skipped pills, and also due to males' opposition to use certain methods. But I didn't include this part in the presentation. The study had several limitations. First, the study took place only in one hospital. We included, it was a convenient sample. We include every woman who accepted to participate in the study, and we didn't look at the rural population. Therefore, these results could be generalizable only to urban population in the capital, to a certain extent. However, when we cross-checked the official statistic of demographic characteristics of women who opt for induced abortion, they were somewhat similar. So we had similar demographic characteristics, we had similar social status, so they were correlated. Of course, the limitation, as I mentioned, or the main limitation, as I understand, is the convenient sample, which might raise several questions. However, I think that this was an important first exploratory study that helped us to understand the contraceptive preference among the population that opt for induced abortion. In the future, it would be interesting to include more qualitative piece, assessing what are potential misconceptions and how these gaps in their contraceptive usage has an impact on induced abortions. And also, as I said, it will be interesting to look at the rural areas. And as you've seen in my presentation, women who had a partner were more knowledgeable, had listed more methods. Therefore, it would be interesting to see what is the knowledge and practice in male population, because I think they contribute to this, to females' knowledge. And last but not least, it would be interesting to assess level of knowledge of healthcare providers, because we experienced no pre- and post-abortion counseling in place in this hospital. This might be an exception. As I said, it was a single institution study, but there was no pre- and post-abortion counseling whatsoever in this place, as well as the follow-up visits. To conclude, this study shed a light on this population of women who opt for induced abortion. We were able to see that the level of contraceptive knowledge was correlated with age and family status. Single women and youngest women were the most vulnerable group because they had the lowest level on contraception. And also we saw that the use of effective method was correlated with age. However, I noticed that there were certain biases and potential biases in these results. Therefore, I think it is important to target youngest and single women in health promotion campaigns in Ukraine. Thank you for your attention. I'm ready to answer questions.
Name and where you're from for the questions so we can have an exchange.
I'm Dan Grossman with Privacy Reproductive Health. You mentioned that there was no period abortion contraceptive counseling. Is there any provision of contraception, like IUD interventions or giving women pills after the...
You mean in the clinics when they... No. There is nothing.
Good place to start.
Yeah, good place to start. And unfortunately, as I said, there was no pre-abortion counseling as well. It was just we've seen that the physician collected basic sort of like medical records. It was more for medical records, allergy, your blood group, you know. They didn't assess anything. There was no interest in previous contraceptive usage. Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Christine Bucanis from Population Services International. Thank you for the presentation. I know that this study didn't look specifically at barriers, but that raised a lot of questions in my mind. And I was wondering if you could comment at all on price as a barrier and then also points of access. So then what is, and as far as what women have access to, how expensive is contraception?
Oh, it's a great question. Thank you. The barriers definitely play a great role. Because officially the healthcare in Ukraine is free. Therefore, it is women could obtain abortion for free, whereas she need to pay for contraception. However, we have this under-pocket payment that is in place for induced abortion to a certain extent, but it's still less than official price for condoms and pills in the pharmacy. So, for example, to my knowledge, the monthly pills would cost roughly $10 to $15 per month. So we don't have a governmental program to provide contraception in the community. Comment? Yeah.
My name is Daisy Carpenter-Gregg, and I'm from the University of Utah. I was wondering if you encountered women using more effective methods of natural family planning, such as symptothermal, or if they were using their own devised, you know, calendar method, because you did just kind of lumped it into non-effective. So
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, there are more effective natural methods, but I don't know.
We experience low knowledge about other methods, so they were mostly aware of pills, IUDs, and traditional methods, and by traditional methods they identify as withdrawal or natural rhythm methods, so other methods were not that well known in the study population.
Do you know why they had a preference for the natural method?
I think it's deeply rooted in our culture. Because as I've said, contraceptives were not available during Soviet Union regime. It was mostly the induced abortion as a single option for females. That's why still we have these gaps in knowledge. So females are not aware and they rely on their sort of, you know, knowledge that they inherited from their mothers. This is how it works. That's why.
I'm actually coming from Ukraine. I'm not Ukrainian, but I'm running the project there. It's a family planning project. First of all, congratulations. I know how hard it is to go into a hospital and do this type of things in Ukraine. It's not easy. It's 20 times more difficult than anywhere, at least where I work from in Eastern Europe. When is the study?
It was in 2009. I'm sorry. I should have mentioned this.
It's fine, because it's important to know. One of the comments is that actually a lot of things are changing and the government has a program in place. So that is answering your question about the pricing. And pricing might be an issue, but the provider, again, as you said, is coming from provider side. People don't talk about what are the low-cost option or the high-cost option, or they don't really talk about contraception during the abortion. I think the anesthesia that is in place, because it's a highly medical procedure, it's sort of a coming, you know, I'm for an abortion, and the first thing you do, actually you go into the room and you get the anesthesia, okay?
Yeah, the procedure, the women get rid of their pregnancy in one day, so it's pretty straightforward. Procedure. So they don't even given a chance to think through and, you know, at least have one day to kind of think through and decide maybe they want to keep a pregnancy or there is no talk whatsoever how they're going to deal, whether or not they want to keep pregnancy.
So the comment actually that I wanted to make is that it would be good if you're a doctoral student, and I don't want to give you any advice or so on, but there was a demographic survey done in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if you can
compare, yeah.
The
Thank you.
So that would be nice to actually look on those things using the a subset of data, because there is absolutely no information about what are the reasoning for abortion, what those women really, you know, what is the issue at the end of the day. And this is very good because it's tackling exactly that target group of women going for an abortion. So, and if you want to know more about Ukraine, there is a presentation today at 4:30 and tomorrow morning at 10:30. Various other aspects on family.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Okay, last question.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm Howie Goldberg from Reproductive Health Division at CDC. We were involved in 1999 reproductive health survey in Ukraine. My question is, did you get information on the women who you followed? The abortions, were they, to what extent were they the results of contraceptive failure versus
Yeah, I didn't include this part in the, it was a subset of question, and unfortunately only 25% reported that they've used some contraception at the potential time of conception, and the rest said that they didn't use. And the one that this 25% that said that they used, and when we actually assessed what kind of contraception they use, almost 80% said they used traditional methods, and by traditional methods they listed coitus interruptus or natural calendar methods, and only 10% of this 25 said that they use pills. But they, as they recall, there was a potential gap in their usage of pill.
And did you ask the women who did not use why they weren't using it?
Yeah, it was part of the qualitative. It was a qualitative part, and it's I'm still working on it. But the main reason was a financial one. One of the main.
Thank you so
much. Sorry, taking.